Parenting Made Easy on 938 Live.
I'm Susan Ng. Thank you so much for staying with us this week. And today we're going to be meeting some speakers who will be presenting at the Healthy Baby Happy Mum Seminar presented by Smart Parents. And this seminar is brought to you by Frizzo. This is a seminar that will be suitable, and these topics will be suitable for parents who have babies 6 months and older. But as we have heard, as I have heard earlier, it could even be for mums who are currently pregnant, and there are topics and there are issues which you might want to find out more about. So, how do we raise a healthy and happy baby? And of course, mum will be even happier when baby is happy, right? We're going to talk about two of the topics that will be presented at this particular seminar. And one is on how to wean. Sometimes new mums have issues with this. You're not very sure. And then you're relying on information given to you by friends and family. And not all the information might be suitable for your baby. And the other topic, which is just as important, and perhaps we don't think too much about it, is the baby's digestive system. And the health of the gut is very important, because if the digestive system is a happy one, then baby is able to consume the solids that we want him to, and of course then be happy. So my two guests are from the Parkway East Hospital, Ms. Wong Hui Sin, who is a dietitian there. Hui Sin, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for being with us today. And of course, Dr. Pradeep Raut, who is a consultant pediatrician and neonatologist at Parkway East Hospital. Pradeep, welcome.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for having me on the air.
Thank you so much for both being here. Now, this topic is important to new mums. It's also important to mums who perhaps are thinking of having a baby, and for pregnant mums, because you do want to prepare way beforehand if you're thinking about weaning. Let's start with the all-important question of weaning first. Babies start with a liquid diet.
All right.
Yes, and then at a certain point in the baby's life, you then decide, it's time for us to switch foods. And some mums do it quite early and some do it quite late. When is the ideal time to wean baby?
All right, actually, it's recommended to wean the baby not earlier than 4 months, and preferably at about 6 months old. And usually babies are ready to be weaned when they reach certain developmental stages, such as sit upright with a good head control, and when they are also able to pick up food and put in the mouth, and also when they're actually able to move the foods to the back of the tongue to swallow as well. So these are the actually signs of where the baby actually they are ready to be weaned off.
So different babies would, of course, have different weaning times, right?
Yep. So that's why we have to look for these signs. Yep. So usually babies at about 6 months old, they will be actually able to sit up right with a good head control. So this actually will prevent them from actually choking. And what are the foods, actually the suitable foods to be actually introduced at this timing would be actually the iron-rich food sources. For example, iron-fortified rice cereals, pureed actually meat, fish or poultry, and as well as cooked tofu and lentils. These are the iron actually rich foods which may actually be needed actually for the babies at 6 months old. Because usually breastfed or formula-fed baby, during the first 6 months of the life, formula milk and breast milk actually would provide sufficient actually iron for them, but not after actually 6 months. And thereafter, we can also include some of the soft matched fruits and also cooked strained vegetables to provide the vitamin C, which enhances the iron absorption. And the aim is to actually introduce a variety of foods from the four basic food groups to facilitate the development of the healthy eating habits, so we don't have a picky eaters at home.
And that's important, a variety of foods, because you also want baby to have a balanced diet.
Yep.
And not just focus on one type of food or one particular food group and then forget all the rest.
Correct. That's why we aimed actually to introduce a variety of foods for the four basic food groups, which are the rice and alternatives, fruits, vegetables, as well as the meat and alternatives.
Right. So now that we know when to wean the baby and we found a suitable time and we feed the baby the types of foods that you've mentioned, we also need to think about whether or not baby is able to digest all of the foods that are introduced. And I know that one of the first things that new moms are taught is that you don't give everything all at one go. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Tell us more about that.
Yes. So weaning is the second stage. we would look at the digestive system from the word go. I would say even before word go. So the preparation of digestive system for the baby starts right in the pregnancy. It starts with mother's healthy diet and balanced lifestyle. A good diet in a mother will definitely help a good growing baby. The second thing that does affect baby's gut health is the mode of delivery. It has been shown in many studies, the babies come with a natural birth, they tend to have a different microbiota. What do you mean by microbiota? It's a microorganisms, the kind of good germs in the tummy. And they do come from the natural birth passage. Also, they come when they suckle on mother's breast. There are a lot of enzymes as well as some chemicals in the breast milk which promotes the growth of healthy germs in the tummy. We have more than trillions of germs in the tummy. There's a good balance of good and bad germs. When we talk about tolerability or digestive issue with the food, we are also talking about the role of microorganisms in the food pipeline. And that preparation starts with mother's intake during pregnancy.
Wow, see, so we have to think about all of these things whilst we're pregnant and not wait until after baby is born.
Absolutely.
Because you almost have to do the pre-preparation work,
absolutely.
Right?
You
to lay
right.
the groundwork.
You
so
are
to speak,
absolutely right.
So that when baby is born, the gut is healthy and they will be able to properly digest all the foods that they do need to
and
eat.
In the later half of life.
That's right. And so the preparation begins before birth and then while baby is young. So Huisin has mentioned a whole variety of foods that baby should eat after they're weaned from either breast milk or even formula milk. Some of these foods are normal to us and some are quite, I suppose, unusual because in some of our diets we don't really eat things like oats and barley and wheat, but for baby that's recommended.
All right, so oats, barley and wheat, these are actually the carbohydrate source of the foods, and in our Asian context usually parents and then they will usually give like rice porridge, which may not be actually that nutritious. Depending on what kind of a rice porridge, if you're actually cooking it from the rice itself, it may not have actually the iron content in it. But if you are choosing actually to give a iron fortified rice cereals, then yes, you're actually giving the actually right amount of the iron actually to the baby.
Right, so iron fortified foods are very important for baby then. That's what you're saying, right? So plain rice, the way we know it, doesn't have what you're talking about.
Yes, definitely, because the plain rice itself doesn't actually contain high actually amount of iron in it, which the baby actually needs at about 6 months old, where the iron store actually depleted from their body.
Ah, so why is this iron so important to a baby, Pradeep?
So iron is mainly needed for what we call red blood cells. And those are the oxygen-carrying molecules in the body, as well as they help to run the body. It's like a fuel in the body. So if you have less fuel, your engine may not work that well.
Right.
The energy level may not be that good. Some more, the iron is a part of many more chemicals which are needed for the digestive as well as the immunity in the body.
All right, so it is a very important mineral for baby
Absolutely.
To have. And you also mentioned that fruits and vegetables are important because vitamin C is very important. It helps with iron absorption, doesn't it? So when we think about feeding the baby or weaning the baby, there's a lot to think about, right?
Absolutely. There is.
And it's not just about saying, well, you know, let's try this today and that tomorrow. You almost need to have a plan, the way I hear it.
Yep, to actually start the weaning process, usually you have to actually introduce one food at one time and wait for 3 to 5 days to observe any allergic reactions. Yeah, so some of the allergic reactions including rashes, difficulty in breathing, diarrhea or vomiting. So if your baby is actually tolerating a food, then after 3 to 5 days, you can actually add in another actually new foods.
Right, so it's not like a buffet you lay out for the child, right? And they eat everything all at one go.
Right.
Literally, parents need to be patient. And I'm sure in your practice, you have babies come in with a lot of these issues that Huisin has mentioned.
The joy and pleasure of being parent is lots of patience in everything they do.
Right. Yeah. So have you seen some of these issues that are mentioned?
Absolutely. So at this age, when they start weaning, some of the babies, they get independence. They do things by themselves. So sometimes they learn to spit the food, like it's just they learn something. They enjoy doing it. That doesn't mean they're rejecting food. So some of these behaviors and cues are taken in a wrong way. They're misinterpreted by parents that, hey, he's rejecting food.
Right.
And then they don't offer it again. The point in the weaning is to keep trying the food, keep giving it, offering it every regular interval. At some point, you will see the baby start accepting it.
That's right. That's what Huisin was saying, that you need to do this over a period of time with one particular food before you decide that it's either not going to work, baby really doesn't like it, or it doesn't work with him, the gut doesn't accept the food.
Yeah.
Right? So we mustn't give up. Patience is important.
Yes.
We'll hear more from Dr. Pradeep Raut and also Wong Huisin from Parkway East Hospital when Parenting Made Easy continues. And we're going to tackle the all-important, so when do we give solids? That's coming up. Stay with us.
Parenting Made Easy on 938 Live. Parenting Made Easy on 938 Live.
So eating a variety of foods is very important, and looking after yourself when you are pregnant with your baby is just as important as looking after a newborn child, because as we've heard from Dr. Pradeep Raut as well as Ms. Wong Huisin, that preparing our baby's digestive system when the baby is still in mum is very important. And as baby is born and growing up, we do have to take care of what baby puts in his or her mouth. And weaning was something that we were talking about, and also the importance of a healthy digestive system. So as we're talking about weaning, Huisin and Pradeep both shared that iron-fortified foods are important because iron is required, and vitamin C is also important to help in the absorption of iron. But more importantly, babies should eat a variety of foods. It's not one type of food over a prolonged period of time, because baby is not going to get the vitamins and minerals that he requires to grow. So a variety of foods. Now here comes an all-important question. Now in your work as a dietitian and in your work as a pediatrician, I'm sure you have mums come to you all the time. And sometimes, I know I was mum of a young child too. Mums are impatient and they want to feed solid foods to their babies as soon as possible so that baby can dine at the table with us. Let's talk about solids. Does that come up very often when you see your patients, Huisin?
All right. So as your baby grows and actually develops new skills, the form and the texture of food should change. And there are actually three stages of the weaning, where the stage one is around 6 months old. You should actually give a smooth purees or mesh and also sieved actually foods to your baby. And thereafter, during the second stage, which is around 7 to 9 months old, you can actually prepare the foods, actually just mash it with soft lumps, and also actually giving your baby some soft finger foods to encourage actually self-feeding as well. And you can actually try out giving the liquids actually in a cup as well to the babies, and this actually can build their confidence in actually eating. So, and the last stage will be at about 10 to 12 months old, where the mince and chopped family foods actually can be given to the babies. And hard finger foods also can be actually offered at the same time as well.
What do you mean by hard finger foods?
For example, some of the like toast. So you cut it into like a stick size, so the baby actually can hold it and eat it by themselves, and this can actually make them a bit happier actually during feeding time as well.
And so baby can eat with parents almost at the table, right?
During the meal time together.
Right. Yes. So this is the weaning process, right, Pradeep?
Yes.
You go from one type of food to the next to the next. It's not a straight from formula to finger foods, right?
No.
There is almost a plan. There are stages we need to go through.
Absolutely.
What happens when we introduce foods that baby is not ready to receive? What happens to the gut then?
So there are foods which baby is not ready to receive in terms of its texture or in terms of its quality. So let's talk about commonly given food, which is, let's say, egg. Egg is a foreign protein. And if you give it very early, like 6 months, and that to be uncooked, you're exposing that food pipeline, which is not ready to handle it yet. Exposure to foreign proteins can induce the reaction in the food pipeline, which will make it averse to take it well later. So we also need to choose the food or right appropriate for that age. And number two, the risk of allergy. There are some food which are more allergy prone. Then those kind of food you may want to introduce as alone, not combined with anything, so that you can figure out whether there's any allergy that comes up.
That's the thing. Sometimes we introduce foods so quickly to our children because we're so excited, right, when they're able to chew or eat, that we give them different types of food at the same time. And you're right, you're not able to figure out which food is causing what reaction. Are there foods that when baby eats will irritate their digestive system that is really not very good for them, aside from egg?
So medically, there are some known condition, like you have intolerance to the fructose, that means sugar in the fruits. So when they take some fruits, the baby gets very gassy, they get diarrhea. It's something same on line of lactose intolerance. Lactose is a sugar in the milk. The fructose is a sugar in the fruits. So some of the baby are not tolerant to it. Then they get very gassy. Some of my patients are like protein intolerant to the whey protein, wheat intolerant. Then they eat the rice. They're just not comfortable. So there are two things about when you start new food. One is called intolerance. That means baby is still able to take the food, but maybe in small amount. You give more amount, they're not able to handle. And some food, they're just not ready to, allergic to. That means even small amount can trigger the reaction in them. And the reaction can vary from simple rashes around the mouth to the swelling of your lips, eyes, as well as swelling of your airways, which can be most dangerous, which we call anaphylaxis, which I would worry about a lot.
That's right. And you also mentioned during the break we were talking, sometimes we forget that a baby is a baby and not a little adult, right? And we should avoid things like shellfish.
Yes.
Raw fish.
Yes.
Even nuts for some babies.
Yes. So all this protein rich, which are known to cause allergy, they're prone to have more allergies as compared to any other food. Introduce them one by one, introduce in a well-cooked format so that protein is broken down in a small, more digestible format. Raw protein is much more irritant.
So these are things that parents must think about, especially when new to parenting and baby is also new to foods. And we've heard from Hui Sin and Pradeep about the different ways and the different things we need to do in order to help our baby wean and to have a healthy digestive system. Because right at the beginning, you both said the same thing, that if baby doesn't have a good digestive system, as he grows up, he continues to then not do so well in terms of the foods that he needs to consume. Because as they grow older, they're going to have to eat an even wider variety of foods. And you don't want to almost spoil it for them while they're babies, right? So you're both going to be speaking at the Healthy Baby Happy Mum seminar coming up on the 9th of January. And if you want tickets, this is what you need to do. You need to go to www.smartparents.sg to get your tickets. And you'll also receive a goodie bag that's worth $50 with the tickets that you purchase. So just visit this website, smartparents.sg. But right now, let us tell you what you can expect to hear from Hui Sin and Pradeep when they present their talks at this particular seminar. So Hui Sin, what will you be sharing with parents at your talk?
I will actually be sharing about when to introduce the solid foods and how to actually introduce it and what are the suitable foods and how much of the food to eat. Yeah, that's also very important. But generally, it's actually based on the hunger and satiety cues of the baby itself and other feeding concerns, for example, foods that can actually cause choking, and as well as actually fruit juices. Is it actually suitable for the babies and how much actually we can actually give it in a day?
Right, so you will be able to answer some of these concerns that parents have, because as you're talking, I'm thinking back to when my son was a baby and I never thought so much, you know. Maybe I should have. Okay, let's talk about the digestive system of babies. And I think sometimes we don't think about how important a healthy gut is for a baby as he's growing up, because you do want to, and now that I've learned so much, you do need to prepare the baby for his future.
Absolutely.
So what will you be covering in your talk, Pradeep?
I'll be mainly covering the feeding problems in the babies right from the birth. So I'll be talking a little bit about the antenatal care, what mothers they would like to do, get prepared for the baby. Then new mums, what their usual concerns are, what the feeding problems are. And where do we draw the line where there's a problem and it's just a normal variant? And where do we really seek the medical attention? Where do we get really worried about? When should we get really worried about? And when we should not get worried about? Then I would be sharing a little bit on how these probiotics, which, you know, the magic word of the era, and how far we go with these probiotics. They're good, how much good they are. And a little bit more, and we'll answer the questions, whatever comes up. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm sure there will be a lot of questions,
particularly
from new moms and for moms who are expecting, because sometimes we ought to think more about these topics that we're talking about today, but perhaps we don't. We think, you know, it'll just happen. And then when you have a child who has an allergy or an intolerance to a particular type of food, then we panic, right?
Absolutely.
Everything is important to a new mom.
Usually I tell my parents, you worry about it, it's fine. Just don't panic. Because when you panic, things go wrong.
That's right. But, you know, moms will panic.
Yes.
Yeah. So come to this talk. Healthy Baby, Happy Mom. This will take place on Saturday, the 9th of January 2016 at the Santec Convention Centre, Level 3. More importantly, visit this website, www.smartparents.sg, to get your tickets. And this will happen quite soon, so you want to get your tickets early. Now, let's wrap by having each of you share perhaps one tip or a final word to the parents who are listening to us. Weesin?
I guess when you start weaning your baby, actually, you have to let them actually to be confident in feeding. So self-feeding actually is very important. And nowadays, if do prepare for a mess, if let's say during the feeding time, your baby is like throwing your foods and everywhere. So this is actually quite a norm actually for the babies when they actually started to eat foods.
And you know what, as you're talking, I'm thinking, we do want our children to enjoy their food.
Definitely.
So mealtimes are very important. Shouldn't be a time where, you know, mom's getting angry and baby's also howling, right?
Yeah.
So food enjoyment, is that something you get too from your patients who come to see you?
I would call it a bit of food discipline.
Yeah, actually, it's the parents who are panicking.
I know. You would end up seeing a lot of parents in the park running after their kid, with a bowl of rice just
I
to
was
finish.
Like that.
Yes. And part of it does come from very early, what we call food discipline and a structured meal time where you actually make an effort to be at food table and be patient with your child and feed him. Few months of patience early on will really save few hours of impatient intake later on.
Absolutely. So babies should learn to enjoy their meals.
Absolutely.
Parents should learn to relax.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to panic each time baby isn't liking the foods that we're introducing to them, or they don't take to the foods at first. We don't give up.
Absolutely.
Main messages: healthy baby, happy mom is what we want. And this is the seminar for you to attend on the 9th of January. Again, smartparents.sg. If you want more parenting tips, you can visit smartparents.sg. And 938 Live is the official radio station of Smart Parents, a Media Corp initiative. Thank you so much, Weesin and Pradeep, for being with us today.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Wong Weesin, who is a dietitian, and Dr. Pradeep Raut, who is consultant pediatrician and neonatologist, both from the Parkway East Hospital. They're with me on Parenting Made Easy. I'm Susan Ng. Still to come, we'll talk to Cheryl Chia to find out more about how to eat right to nurture a smart brain. All that up ahead in the next half hour on Parenting Made Easy. Stay with us.
Parenting Made Easy on 938 Live.